I've got a word today that I believe is relevant to the church because Dave has been encouraging us with the AGM last week, and the word of God has come to us as a church that this is time to, it's a time of change, it's a season of opportunity for us to grow into new ministries, into new areas of faith, into new acts of service. And God's been saying that to us strongly. It's going to be a season of challenge. When there's change, there's always challenge. And we have an opportunity before us to take a step forward. And I believe the word I've got today will just bring the whole sense of that together. And I know many of you today are facing a situation where you are challenged in your walk with God, and you know there's something fresh in you, but maybe you don't quite know what it is. And I want to encourage you today not to be fearful, but to step out and see God do something good. I want to base it today on Deuteronomy 1, if you'd like to turn there. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel on the side of the Jordan, in the wilderness of the plain, opposite Suf, between Paran, Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab. Verse 2, it is 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. It should have taken them 11 days to reach and go in to the promised land. Now it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month of the first day of the month, that Moses spoke to the children of Israel according to all the Lord had given them in commandments. After he killed Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, who dwelt in Astaroth, in Edrei, on the side of the Jordan in the land of Moab, Moses began to explain the law, saying, the Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. I want you to take notice, particularly of those two verses. It took 11 days in the 40th year. And the third thing to note, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains of the lowland of the south, and the sea coast, to the land of the Canaanites, to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river of Euphrates. See, I have set the land before you. Go and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to give them and the descendants after them. Corporately as a church and individually, we are on the edge of our inheritance. And we should have taken much of it by now, but we haven't taken 11 days. We've been wandering around in circles with different programs, with different ideas, with different ways of doing church. And God is saying, you've been at this for 40 years. For goodness sake, go in and take the land because I am with you. And I believe this is true of the church, it's true of you as individuals. We have had opportunities, and for various reasons, circumstances, problems, the way things have turned out, we have not gained the inheritance God has promised us. And I believe it's time for harvest, it's time for the inheritance to come. That means we as the church need to change, because God is going to use us to bring in his kingdom and the purposes of his kingdom. They had a choice, and they chose in the end to go in and gain their inheritance. I'm going to speak on two words this morning. They're both similar words, but they've got slightly different meanings. Okay, the first one is watershed. Watershed. Watershed is a moment in our experience, a turning point in our lives, a turning point in the way we are going. I want you to picture two rivers going in two directions. I want to describe to you, you're up on the top of a mountain, the ridge is before you, a river is coming down, you've been following that river for years. That's the path you've been on. You're comfortable with it. You know it intimately. Now, above you, you can see that river is dividing into two. That's a watershed moment. You've been brought to a watershed in your experience. You've got a choice now, whether to continue on the old path where you're comfortable, fairly happy, but nothing much is happening, or you can step out in faith into the unknown, just as the children of Israel stepped into the promised land, unknown. You can step out now and go down that new river. And that's what we call a watershed moment. I believe there are people here today who are at that watershed moment. You've come to the end of a season. You've come to an end of a process. And God is saying, you can either stay where you are, or you can reach out and see this is an opportunity for a new season in God, which will enable you to grow and be the person God wants you to be. We may have been forced to take a different direction than we have expected. Circumstances, all kinds of things can bring us to that watershed moment. We can't go on the way we were going on. Something has to change. We're forced to take a different direction than you perhaps expected. This is a watershed moment, a pivotal moment, a critical junction. It's caused by suddenly being confronted by circumstances which are sometimes out of your control. You know, you may have hit a problem in finance or health or whatever, and it's brought you to a watershed moment. You can't continue as you were. You've got to progress into something new. It's been forced upon you. That's one way that you come to a watershed moment. Or you may have sensed change was coming. You may have been sensing that, hey, I can't go on like this. Something has to change. Something ahead is stirring. Remember that lovely picture in the Bible of the mother eagle stirring up the nest, chucking out the babies because they need to learn to fly. Beloved, it's time to fly. We've been chickens long enough, paddling around the same field, paddling around the same situation, the same circumstances. God is saying, hey, this is a watershed moment. It's time for change. It's time for you to come in to your inheritance. It's time, as Dave's been encouraging us, to reach out to do new things. It really is a time of opportunity. How are you going to handle that? I think there are three things to ponder when we look at watershed. When we look at the watershed, we need to release and move on. We need to realize it's painful, even when a season comes to a natural end. Change is hard, and we need to acknowledge that. Sometimes seasons of life come to an end. They just do. It's the natural ending of situations. Something new is stirring. And that's not always easy for us because we're comfortable in what we've known. We've grown kind of okay with the way we're living. It suits us. And now suddenly God is stirring everything up and we're having to face new challenges, new issues. Change nearly always involves brokenness. Where two or more parts were once together, they are no longer joined. Things will never be the same again. There is always a change and a cost when we begin to move on. And we need to acknowledge that. Sometimes a watershed causes the end of what you were involved in. You've got to leave that behind and go to something new. And that's difficult. That hurts. That can be relationships. It can be all kinds of things. But it's necessary. Where there once was harmony, there is now incompatibility. Suddenly you realize, my time here has come. My time in this situation is ended. There's no more fruit. I need to look for something fresh. And that's a challenging time. We need to take time to thank God for the good things that you will leave behind. Your life has not been wasted. You've been in a season that's been fruitful. Rejoice in that. Thank God for what you've experienced in the past. I'm not denying the blessings of the past. But the blessings of the past won't get you into the inheritance that God has for you. There's something more. And we need to understand that. We need to take time to go through a very real grieving process. Because we need to grieve for what's now going to end. We need to grieve to what now appears to be a death of something that we've known and loved. And now we have to come through. When we left our last church, it was a grieving process. The time to move on had come. But it wasn't easy. What was once great and compatible suddenly was going in a different direction, which we couldn't go along with. And that hurts. And you have to acknowledge that and recognize it, so that in every way you can take that on board. The good thing about this is that you always have God's comfort with you. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who comforts us in tribulation. When you go through that watershed moment, you're going through it with God.
Amen.
Amen? With God. You're not on your own. He's probably planned it, if we're honest. It's part of his purpose. Psalm 30, it says, weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. So we need to release and move on. Secondly, at the watershed moment, we need to take hold of God's promises. What prophecies have you had? What has God been saying to you? What are the promises of God to you in his word? We need to stand on those. And I totally agree, Deborah said once, that you don't take verses to use just out of context. But this one I will take a liberty with this morning. It's the Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. God has promise for you. Amen? He's got hope for you. He has a future for you. You're not finished. You've come to the end of a season where it doesn't mean that you're finished. It doesn't mean the end. Okay? I feel like it's the end some days. Now I've reached 70 plus. But I know it's not, because I've had a pile of new prophecy last week saying this is what God wants you to do. So you hold on to the promise. God has not forgotten you. At the watershed, you will receive courage to dream again. God will give you new dreams, new visions for what he wants for you in the future. Power will be released to you as you move forward. It's a journey of faith. There are two actions you need to realize. You need to leave things behind of the past, and you need to reach forward for what is to come. Isaiah 43:18, forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up to you and perceive it. God is doing a new thing in this church. Haven't you seen it over the last few months? I have. God is doing a new thing in many of your lives. Haven't you seen it? Haven't you sensed it? He's moving by his Spirit in wonderful ways. And thirdly, at the watershed, you're invited to go deeper with God. Why? Because you'll need to. Just as the Israelites, you're going somewhere where you've never been before. You're going to tread a path that you've never been down before. You're going to need God. Amen? And so that's healthy for us, because we're reliant 100%, totally dependent on him again. And that's not a bad thing. Amen? We get too comfortable in the way things have been, and we need to reach out and live on the edge again. I love living on the edge of faith. It's scary, But there's no other way. Amen? Because that's how you prove God. That's how you know that God is real, when you're in that position. So the third thing at the watershed is that we're invited to go deeper into God, because you'll need it. Remember the story in Ezekiel of the river coming out of the temple, the river bringing life and fruitfulness. As the river flows, it gets deeper and it brings healing and more fish and more fruit on the banks. God's got a new future for you. He's got a deeper relationship for you. He has something that you need to tap into. And God's been speaking about that. He's been speaking about intimacy and getting to know him again. Because you're going to need it. If you're going into a new area, a new ministry, a new opportunity, you're going to need God to make it fruitful. Watershed. The other word I want to bring to you is threshold. Very similar, but slightly different. Threshold is a doorway, an entry from one place to another. It's a crossover point, a transition point, an entrance into something new. It's a place, a moment, a season in time. The picture is you're standing in a doorway. You've come from what you've known, what you've been involved in. There's a doorway. You can't see what's ahead. It's going to take a step of faith. Same meaning as watershed, slightly different connotation. Two words, two powerful words that God, I believe, is speaking to many of you. These are threshold times, times of anticipation, but also times of challenge. How do you know whether you're at a threshold point? Some of you are experiencing a desire and a call for greater things. Anybody here want greater things? Is there a stirring in your heart? That's just a sign. You're at the threshold of something new. Your heart is being stirred. There's change in the air. My heart's being stirred. I know there's change in the air. It's beginning to happen. New opportunities are opening up for us. The carnival, pit stop, lots of new opportunities for harvest are opening up for us as a church. You know you've come to the end of your own resources in fulfilling the call of God. You may have come to the point now where you're saying, well, yeah, it's been good, but have I really achieved what I thought I was going to achieve? Have I really accomplished all that God has for me? And there's a certain stirring in your heart that there's more. There's more. There's more. Have you come to an end of something? Has the fruit dried up? That's a threshold moment. And you need to acknowledge that. You may be facing an unavoidable change of circumstance. You know, a threshold can be, you know, you've got an unexpected challenge, a health challenge, a finance challenge, a job challenge, whatever it might be. Circumstances have forced you to a place where there's a new door. You know you can't remain in the past because things have changed. You've got to go forward. There's only one way. And God is with you. Amen? Scary, but fruitful if you grasp it in the right way. As you look forward, your faith is being tested. Anybody's faith being tested right now? Mine is. Lots of people I know, your faith is being tested. What God has promised, is it going to happen? Is it going to come through? You're at the threshold of real faith. Real faith. But the Spirit's anointing is moving you forward. Joshua 3:3-4. When you see the Ark of the Covenant and the Levitical priests carrying it, you will move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you've never been that way before. When you're at the threshold, you've got to follow the Spirit. And as you follow the Spirit, one step at a time, God will reveal the new thing. Don't expect to see it in fullness right now. You're just at the threshold. You've got to take that step of faith, else you'll stay in the doorway. And eventually you'll turn back and go back where you were. Step of faith will take you forward into the things of God. At the threshold, there is something to leave and there's something to embrace. I want to encourage you, we are on the edge of fantastic God opportunities in this town. Amen. And you in your lives have fresh opportunities to serve and be fruitful and see God move. Three things and then I'll finish. The threshold is a time to pray. If you look at the story of Esther, you'll see that Esther was at the threshold of the king's court, leading up to the moment where the whole nation is at stake. Esther takes time to fast and pray and call on others to do the same. She knew her life was at risk and she was prepared to intercede for her people. At the threshold, turn everything over to God. Be totally dependent on Him. The first thing you do in the threshold is pray. Because you don't know where you're going. You know God's there, so you need to pray. And then He will take your hand and lead you through. Second thing to do is ask for prayer support from others. We need one another. Amen? If we're facing new things, you need someone to be praying with you. Reach out. Ask for prayer. Prayer accomplishes everything. It's a time to pray. Favor will be released to you for what lies ahead through prayer. So, threshold time, number one, pray. Threshold time, number two, it's a time to release what has gone before. You can't, you know, what's gone before may have been totally successful. That's not the issue. God has something new. God has something more valuable to him. So rejoice over that, but leave it. See, we hang on to the past, and it so often prevents us going forward. In the story of Ruth and Naomi, Ruth tells Naomi that Boaz is winnowing at the threshing floor. She says, "Wash yourself and anoint yourself with perfume. Put on your best clothes." The challenge was to leave the past behind and commit herself to a future, to a new bridegroom away from her family. It was a threshold moment that was mightily used by God. So we've got to release in order to take hold of the new. You'll never fully take hold of the new unless the past is gone. Amen? Some of you are still carrying baggage. It's time to put the baggage down. However good it was, leave it. However good it was, leave it. See, if you're going on a train journey to somewhere you don't know, somewhere fresh and new, and you've got a carriage full of luggage, you ain't going to get on the train. You've got to leave it on the platform. Get on the train and go. This is what the challenge is in God. The trust you need is in your Father to provide for you and take control of your future. The third thing to do in the threshold, and we'll finish with this, is to consecrate the future to God. It's a time of consecration. Whenever you're moving in to something new, you have to recommit yourself to him, to hear his voice afresh. Hallelujah. On the edge of the promised land, Joshua faced the biggest battle so far in his life. At that moment, he saw the Lord, the captain of the Lord of hosts, the angel, which was Jesus. He was confronted with the holiness of God as he moved into that challenge. Your Father is far greater than your enemy and has a purpose for you. Now is the time to consecrate your life to God for a new season, to encounter his presence and follow his instructions. At the threshold, take off your shoes. You're about to tread on holy ground. Do you remember that story in Isaiah 6 where Isaiah sees the Lord high and lifted up? He's confronted with a fresh vision for his life. He sees God in all his glory. The coals come and cleanse him from all the past, all the rubbish in his life. And then he's ready. He's consecrated. He's purified. And he can say, "Lord, send me. Here I am, send me." And I believe that's where we are as a church. We have seen God do great things, but we haven't seen anything yet. We're at a time when God is saying to us, consecrate yourselves. get yourselves ready for what I am going to pour upon you. Haven't you seen it? Haven't you felt it? But it's not going to happen unless individually you respond to the same challenge. And there are some people here today who are facing that watershed moment. There are some who are facing the threshold moment. You know you've been brought by circumstances to this place of change. You can either stay where you are, be miserable, upset, and bored, or you can say, yes, I want something new. I want something more of you. I want to see my inheritance in you. That's the choice we have. And God has all the resources to bless us and to do what he wants to do.
I just wanted to share a testimony. Peter prepared this word to take to America, and he's preached it for the last two Sundays, and there's been a real response. And when he knew he was speaking this morning, he wasn't quite sure whether he should repeat the same message, because it's easy, because it's prepared, and you know, but we wanted to make sure that this was the right message for this place today. Well, yesterday I was reading the word for today. I don't know who else follows it. And this is what I read yesterday. Are you standing before a door of opportunity today? Are you afraid to walk through it? Don't be. God is with you. His word says, each of you should use whatever gift you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. When God gives you a gift, he gives you the grace and grit to use it. So step out in faith, commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. And so that was confirmation to us that this is the right message for this congregation for today. We weren't just repeating it for repeating's sake. So I just wanted to encourage you with that.
Amen. Amen. You can't preach a message like this without opportunity for response. Because I know many of you are standing in that place of decision. Now, you may not get the whole of the answer today, but what we can give you is the peace that will enable you to see clearly what he is saying. So, let's pray. Father, we just welcome you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you do speak personally to each one of us. We thank you for the road we've been on. We thank you that you've brought us to this point, both as a church and individually. And Lord, we have a choice. Do we want more of you? Do we acknowledge that things have to change? Do we know that our season has finished and a new one is up ahead? Do we sense that you want to shift us up a gear into something new? Oh Lord, speak to us. Speak to us, Lord. And I pray that you give us peace as you continue to stir our spirits. And Lord, as we are just open in prayer now, I just want to invite anybody who feels that they are at a watershed moment in their lives, a threshold of opportunity. something new is happening. You don't know what, but you know this is you. Perhaps circumstances have changed and you've got no choice but to consider a new path, a new way forward. That can be hard, but God has the answer. And so if you feel like that this morning and you know that's you, can you just stand up and we'll just pray for you particularly this morning. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Just hold your hand out to the Lord. Father, we acknowledge that you're working in our lives. We acknowledge, Lord, that you've got so much more for us to enjoy. So many more challenges for us to face. And Lord, we can't stay where we are. We want to move on. We want to move on. I just pray, Lord, that by your Holy Spirit, you will seal this desire in people's hearts this morning. And you'll begin to drop in words of knowledge, words of specific direction as to what they're to move into, as to new things they need to be involved with, as to new ways of serving that they can get involved with. Father, have your way, I pray, with all those who are standing. Lord, you don't disappoint us. Lord, if we move towards you, you move towards us. And Lord, we raise our hands now and we say, Holy Spirit, here I am. Use me. Here I am. Use me. Amen.